We are expecting nothing else but trophies.
Even if they sign Mourinho or Pochettino or whoever, they need new players. They need to win their case at TAS.
Yeah, hello, this is Jude Axelsson calling from Sweden. They've made the right choice.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. This week we bring you a double header of the Fan Reaction Show, which is only fair considering earlier this week I was skeptical as to whether Amakosi would get their man. I even asked you all, if not Hunt, then who? Well, the hunt is over and I am left eating humble pie. Former Bidvest Wits coach Gavin Hunt has officially signed on with Amakosi for 3 years, meaning the four-time Absa Premiership champion will be at the helm this coming season as Chiefs try to end their five-year trophy drought. So what are his expectations heading into the 2020-2021 season? We ask you all to send your voice notes through and you never disappoint. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. Well, it has been quite the whirlwind couple of months for Kaizer Chiefs, between losing the Absa Premiership title on the last day to challenging their FIFA appeal ban, which they still are awaiting the results of. And now, four-time Absa Premiership champion winning coach Gavin Hunt has officially signed on with Amakosi after weeks of speculation following Bidvest Wits' sale to TTM and him being unemployed now for a few months. Well, the wait is over. The hunt is over. Gavin has signed on and now we await the coming season to see how he will manage this Amakosi outfit. But what are his objectives? What is his mandate? What are the fans' expectations of Gavin Hunt? Here's what you all had to say.
It's good to have Gavin Hunt, but I can't expect him to win with the same crop that the Chiefs.
With that current Chiefs squad, even Gavin Hunt cannot win anything. Even if they sign Mourinho or Pochettino or whoever, they need new players. They need to win their case at TAS.
Yeah, I'm a course ends up clicking Google. I'm Tate, I'm for Gavin Hunt, I'm for Ender Shorel. I'm born again Google, so it's for my trophy is in Bini. So I'm born in Guaglognac, either say touch job 8, or say Tata Telecom. But the corner and you want, this is a Tata, Guaglognac. So in the yellow hand, I'm going to go cause for life.
Yeah, hello, this is Jude Axelsson calling from, speaking from Sweden. I have a good prospect for this. This is one of the biggest and one of the wisest moves that Kaizer Chiefs is doing. This is a winning coach. This is a winning coach. Gavin Hunt is the best coach. Believe me, they've made the right choice. And I say congratulations to Kaizer Chiefs. One love.
Congratulations to Kaizer Chiefs for signing Gavin Hunt. But for him, in order to win some titles for them, they have to buy him some players, man, quality players, not quantity. Now the likes of Zuma, I mean Zulu, Paga, Katsande, Agei, Mulego, Sassman must go. They are not Kaizer Chiefs material. Yeah.
I just want to say congratulations to Gavin Hunt.
So I think it's a good signing, Gavin Hunt. But Flobo, I think Chiefs needs to be clear this time around by quality players who deserve to play for Kaizer Chiefs. If they can't afford any player on the market, they should make it clear to the fans and Kevin Hunt and say, help us rebuild this brand and we're going to use youngsters from development so that we cannot expect them to win anything. We know that they are rebuilding and they are developing youngsters. So there won't be any pressure on his side or any pressure from the fans. Hola.
Abuyile Makosi. My brother, I don't know what to say, but I'm happy, like I'm over the moon. All these 5 years I've been crying. It's like as a Vela Venetia, they just vanished already. By Uguti Ubaba Ushinja Kuluva, I signed Kevin Hunt. I'm so happy. This is the best coach I've ever seen. Smart, clever, brilliant. I don't know. I'm so happy. Like, I'm so happy. Thank you very much.
Good luck to Mr. Gavin Hunt. Obviously, we'll be measuring you via your first competition. The first tournament will be the top 8. Therefore, we can say we give you this permanent post. As a Kaizer Chiefs fan, it's been a long time since we are not getting any silverware. So, Mr. Kevin Hunt, can you please assist us to get MTN top 8? That's your first task, my friend. Unless, good luck, all the best. We support you.
Well, for me, I don't think Kevin Hunt is the right coach for Kaizer Chiefs at the moment. If I was a manager at Kaizer Chiefs, I would opt to get a coach like Stuart Baxter, because for me, Kevin Hunt is more like a building coach. He will need time to build his own team. He cannot work with what Chiefs has already have. I believe maybe if they went for someone like Stuart Baxter, he could work with the squad that they have right now. He can produce something out of them, but for Kevin Hunt, I don't think he can. He's going to reshuffle the team, which they cannot afford to do, because right now there's a ban hanging on their head. It's going to be a disaster, I think. He didn't go at the right time. Maybe if he waited for maybe next season, that would be a good move for him. But for now, it's not going to work. I don't think so.
Hola, hola. As a Kosi fan, I'm so delighted a lot. I'm happy for Kevin Hunt to come to the camp, the next arena. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be one of those moments that Kevin Hunt must be brave. Firstly of all, Chief is a big brand, a big team, with a lot of wishes to win everything on offer. I wish him all the best, but it's really going to be a tough assignment. As you know, that Makosi faithful, they don't have that heart, you know, to wait for a long time to get what they want. So I trust Kevin Hunt. He's a local boy, he's a local man, he knows South African football in and outside. So really gonna bring that glory back at Kaizer Chiefs. I really trusted him with all my heart.
Yeah, well, the appointment of Kevin Hunt at Kaizer Chiefs, I don't see much of a difference in terms of the playing philosophy. I think he's still going to play the same way Middendorp was playing. Long balls, diagonal balls, crosses, hoping to get one tall striker in the box to convert. But let me give him the benefit of the doubt, hoping that he will change. But I still believe the problem with Chiefs is not the coach. The problem with Kaizer Chiefs is the management of the team, how they do things. The issue of them signing players for the coach, letting players leave without the coach's approval, not giving enough support to the coach in terms of the playing personnel or material as to what is that he wants, coach recommending players that he wants. They are not able to go by them. Their style of targeting free agent and free transfers, not willing to pay for the quality that they want. I think if those things are not changed and they're still going to continue, we can bring Jose Mourinho, we can bring Arsene Wenger, we can bring even Jurgen Klopp, but the team will continue to suffer.
Hey, what's up, Finn? Let me say first, I'm very much happy for the done deal of Kevin Hunt. We needed him the most. Mine is just a matter of simplicity and forwardness in terms of my expectation. First thing first, he needs to restructure the team, come up with a very clear framework on how the team should play and operate in the field of play. My expectations for him in terms of accolades is just a matter of winning at least one or two cups. But of course, the one I want the most is the league. If he fails to take the league, at least he should stay in the position two. And of course, win these domestic cups, at least one or two of them in this upcoming season. Of course, I welcome him in the land of Perfi, the land of the Banzin, the Zebras, the land of the gold and the black, the land of peace and love. Peace out.
We are expecting nothing else but trophies. We are one victories. We want him to bring us the glory back. I believe in the guy. It's one of the coaches that I've loved because you can see he is a very, very hardworking man. He can make things happen, actually. But let's only hope that we'll be able to win the appeal ban, because that's my main concern. If he won't get a chance of signing the players that he wants, to work with this season. It will make things difficult for him because, you know, Chiefs needs to be restructured, you know. Chiefs needs some new players. So if we'll fail that, it will make things difficult for Hunt as much as he is a best coach. So let's only hope. And, man, I'm so happy. I'm so happy to have this guy in Naturena because this is the kind of coaches we need in Naturena. Winning coach, winning mentalities. So because we want trophies. Chiefs wants nothing else but trophies because we can win the games. We can stay number one on top of the log. But if we don't bring the trophies in Naturena, even him, if you fail to do that this season, probably I think they will have to get another coach because it's all about winning. But anyway, for now, we are happy and we welcome him to Naturena.
The Fan Reaction Show is an SL Podcast Network production. The SL Podcast Network forms part of Sokola Duma and is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Slu Paho, it is edited by Simon Strella, and the graphics are provided by Nino Sagaleni. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get all of the latest local football news, and make sure to subscribe to the SL Podcast Network on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and our editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.